Welcome back to the eighth day, where we like to talk about things you might not have thought about the rest of the week. Now, at the beginning of the summer, actually late spring, I believe it was, we had the pleasure of talking with somebody from the Upper Youpers Barbershop Chorus. And he told us about his music history and things like that. His name was Pete Stevens Brown, and they have another event. In fact, they have a title for the event. They're calling it Our Second Guest Night. Can you hear me, Pete?
I certainly can.
Can you tell us a bit more about this event? Like, what's it about, when it is? I think it's Tuesday, September 15th, but I don't know much more. Tell me.
It certainly is Tuesday, September 15th, from 7 to 9 at Messiah Lutheran Church on Magnetic Street in Marquette.
Okay.
The idea or the motivation for it certainly is to garner at least appreciation for the genre, as well as to have a bunch of silly fun. And we may end up getting some more members because of it.
Excellent. And I remember the last time we talked, there was a membership outreach, but it was still just fun to go.
Exactly. This is probably going to be more silly than serious, but we don't know until people show up. We've got some serious talent out there. I know we've got some silly talent out there, too. And I wouldn't be surprised that some of our own existing members are half silly and half serious.
Could you give a little summary of a barbershop chorus? We know that a barbershop quartet is four people singing four different parts. Explain the barbershop chorus.
Chorus, there are four tenors and 2 to 54 basses and 2 to 54 baritones and 2 to 54 leads. And we all sing those same four parts, but it gets a little bit more complicated and a little bit easier, depending on your mindset, to work in a chorus.
So in a chorus, it is possible to have anywhere from 8 to 216 or 216 people? You said 254?
Frankly, the largest barbershop chorus I've directed has been about 480.
Really?
That happened to be at Old Tiger Stadium many years ago when several choruses actually got together for the singing of the national anthem on Old Tiger Stadium.
Does everybody have to wear the styrofoam hat and the striped shirts?
I sure hope not.
I didn't think so. But that's the vision we get from old TV shows. Barbershop, they always are wearing a very specific getup, and I know that that is not true in the modern world.
No, but I think every quartet or chorus probably has a smattering of that in uniform somewhere.
Oh.
Our current uniform is some uniform t-shirts.
I've seen that, too. I've seen them use t-shirts as a substitute for what I remember walking it. There was like a vest, and they would wear the striped shirts, and I'd always think of it as a styrofoam hat. And
well, the real ones are actually made of cane.
Cane?
You'll see some real ones if you come with us on our trip on October 3rd. We're going to see at least four of them.
In addition to what's happening as sort of a get-together and sing of notes on September 15th, you have another event happening in October. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, sure. We're taking a bus trip from Marquette to Escanaba because the Escanaba Remnants, that's the name of their barbershop chorus, have a show. Their annual show is October 3rd at 7 o'clock at Escanaba Junior High School, and we're planning to show up and participate a little bit, but mostly watch the whole show. Their featured guest is a quartet that uses the real hats, the ones made of cane, and they've got a lot of shtick with those hats. They throw them, they toss them, they twirl them, and it's all part of the tap dancing and singing that they do.
That actually sounds kind of cool, because as much as I remember seeing it when I was a kid, I haven't seen something like this in 30 or 40 years.
Well, these guys are pretty good. They're called Main Street, and they're so good that they're number three in the world.
In the whole world?
In the entire competing barbershop world, yes. And speaking of world, last year's champions were from New Zealand. 3 years ago, champions were from Sweden, and quite a few of them have been from the United States, but not all.
So this is a tradition that is worldwide, and might even be, we might have fallen a little less into it recently than other countries who might, this might be a more mainstream.
Well, certainly, and actually it already was in Marquette County and pretty strong. I did uncover some programs from some concerts and shows. For instance, in 1949, their second annual show had 91 men in the chorus in the Cabogam chapter. Was pretty strong, mostly on NMU's campus and in Marquette.
That's on. I would have never guessed that there that had such a strong presence in this area.
And neither had I until I found that program. I was pretty impressed. It seemed like most of Marquette County was fairly unknowing about all of the possibilities in barbershop. So many people acted that way. I presumed that barbershop had never been in Marquette County, and thankfully I was proven wrong.
Well, things do change. That's the thing about history, is things are a strength. I just did an interview, the Henry Ford Special Exhibit, and they were manufacturing cars in the Upper Peninsula. I had no idea. There's a lot of things that we totally don't associate because it happened before our time or out of our area. But you got so many things happening at this event that you're having on Tuesday night. I mean, it was 7 to 9 p.m. It's at Messiah Lutheran Church at 305 West Magnetic, for those of you who just joined us. But let's talk about some of the things that they can do. And if they come to this second guest night, there's going to be a contest there for, like, who can sing the steadiest note, who has the wildest vibrato, who has the widest yodel. What is the definition of a yodel? I mean, we always know what it is, but is there a definition of it that would make it clear to me when it's a yodel and not just a weird yell?
A yodel really is at least two notes. One of them is usually sung in the falsetto, and one of them is usually sung in the chest voice. And it's essentially going between those two notes, or actually several more, in rapid succession. Almost as if you're singing a duet with yourself.
That makes sense, actually, now that I think about what a yodel is like.
Something that a lot of people can do, and it's not just for men. In fact, our contest is not just for old white guys. It's for all people, all ages, all genders, all races, all abilities are welcome and invited to participate, as well as be in the audience, because the audience gets to vote, too.
This is not your great-great-granddad's barbershop, right?
Well, it is and it isn't. As it turns out, great-granddad also had great-grandmother there, too, and more ladies are involved in barbershop worldwide than men.
Again, I didn't know that. I wouldn't have guessed it. That's cool. Now, this isn't just for people who can sing. Just enjoying the whole art form is available. So there's also contests for people who are going to, like, howl like a wolf or a coyote and whale songs. Can you say a bit more about that?
We're open to all sorts of things. I myself am not a whale singer, but I'm
Me
sure
either.
Someone out there is. This is the silly part. Each of us will get a chance to do the high note, the low note, the long note, the loud note, and things like that, so that we can get an idea of where each of us is. All of our current members are planning to do this, too. And I'll be the first guinea pig. I'll go up there and do it myself first. Thankfully, I don't have to do much of the judging myself. We have technology to help us get, you know, if it's 14.7 decibels, we can measure that. So we can actually use the technology that's available to us to be objective about the real length of the longest note, the pitch of the high note and the low note. We don't have to say, well, I think it was that. No, it was that.
Wow.
A specific note.
High tech with a traditional art form. That's cool.
Right. And sure, we'll end up singing some of the songs we know, not all. It's not going to be a concert set to set up, but our chorus already has quite a few songs. In fact, this Thursday we're planning to be on 3rd Street singing with a couple other bands. They'll have different locations than we, but we've got lots of things going on.
Now, how can people find out more about this online? Is there a place that they could go?
Our Facebook page is probably the most active spot, and it is, our address there is facebook.com/upperyoopers.
And your email is actually quite easy. It's upperyoopers@gmail.com.
Exactly. And people can also call me directly. My number is 906-361-8308.
Now people have your number.
That's fine.
So you got the October event, you have this event. Are there any other things happening this fall?
Well, we're planning to do some Christmas season singing, and the next bunch of music we need to purchase and start learning is some Christmas stuff. We actually have ourselves gearing up for an April show, so we'll see how close we can get there. I have an early indication from one quartet in Wisconsin that they're willing to be in our show. We have another chorus in Escanaba that has said that they're willing to be in our show. So things are shaping up pretty quickly.
It just sounds like this is taking off, and it's nice to have something new, or in this case, revitalized, because apparently there is a history of it in the Upper Peninsula, certainly in this area. I never heard of the Cabalgan chorus. I never heard of that. I thank you so much, Pete Stevens Brown, for coming on. And if you have another event, don't forget to send it to our contact us at 8thday.buzz.
You can count on it. You're on my list already. I'll continue sending you updates as we grow.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call.
We'll be right back on the 8th day.